Jay Andrew is on this sunny Sunday afternoon. From what we hear, your last race of a full-time running season. But then again, a lot of guys will say they retire. I'm not saying going to come back and run full-time. But are you leaving the opportunity open down the road for maybe a run in a classic or a special show or a fill-in? Or is this it?
I have no plans to do any of that. I feel like I did it enough and let somebody else have the fun. I guess I'd never say it never happened, but part of what goes along with driving a car is all the work. That's what I'm tired of, and I'm not. I don't think it'll happen again. Will I get in a car at some point again someday? Yeah, probably at some point. But it would never be on a regular basis, and it would never be something that I'd have to put a lot into. You know,
Maybe New Year's Eve to rev it up a couple times.
Start it up. Yeah, I've done that before. But no, I don't have any plans or any aspirations to do anything anymore. It was a lot of fun. I did 37 years, and I'm good with that.
You plan just to leave it all together, or to kind of stick around and help out, or just kind of watch, or anything? Are you not really sure yet?
No, I'm just getting out of driving. I'm not getting out of racing. I'll still be here every week. You'll see me as much as you did, and I'll help Jason and Barry and Team Tap out and whatever. You know, I'll be here, and I'll just be a lot more relaxed on Saturdays. I won't be stressing myself out so much.
It's a pretty cliche question, but what are you going to take away as your most fondest memory here as far as racing goes?
Yeah, classic. You knew that was the answer, yeah. I never have any happier day than I did winning Classic last year, so that's great. You know, I'm glad I got to get one of those. A lot of guys never get to get one of those, and I'm fortunate enough to actually have one.
A lot of guys aspire to jump into a Super, and you did one time in the 16. Granted, it didn't turn out as well as you would have liked.
That was cool. 1995, I drove Steve Miller's for the season, and 1994, I was a dirt street stock driver, so it was a pretty big change for me. I don't feel like I did great at it, but I had fun, and it was a lot of fun working with Steve and getting to know the whole Oswego culture.
What's next for you? Granted, you're going to be, probably, I'm guessing, you're not going to walk away from racing, but yeah, there's going to be a void there. How are you going to fill it?
Well, I'm going to go to more races. I'm going to watch more races, and I'll do that. We bought a camp just 2 weeks ago up at Brennan Beach. We're going to spend a lot of time sitting on a deck looking at the water. Pretty excited about that. We're going there as soon as we leave here today.
Speedboat racing, maybe?
I don't know if there's any. I'm looking for anything that's less stress, not more stress. I'm sure that would be stress. And if I could, I'd like to thank all my sponsors that worked with me this year. Billy Whitaker Cars and Trucks, he's been with me a few years. You know, great guy, real good company. Jimmy James Barbecue, Ashley Lynn Winery, Part Source, helped us out this year with Kyle. DNS Landscaping, Nice Price Auto Sales. It's really, really been, had so much help in the sport, and all the guys that worked with me, all the guys on the crew. Jason for giving me the ride. It's really been a fun thing. A lot of people don't get to have this much fun, and it was great.
Is there any one particular person, or maybe there's a group, or maybe there is really just one person that got you into racing and that provided the layout for the next X amount of years that you were racing and all those memories that came with it?
My father was into racing, you know, as we were kids. We always went to the races, Brewerton, Weedsport, always dirt, of course, Weedsport, Rolling Wheels. My father, Bob Andrews, and then my brother, Bob, started. He ran the amateur class at Weedsport, and then my dad helped me get into it the next year, and it's a family thing. It's my father and my brother, Bob. That's how we got into racing.
What do you think would have been done if you weren't a race car driver? What do you think would have been done differently on Saturday nights? Or are you going to find that out now?
I don't know. I'll still be here. So, what would I have done differently? I don't know. The male modeling thing never worked out. I fought with that for years, but so I don't know if that would have been it. But maybe that held me back. I don't know.